was outside the courthouse as actor Kevin Spacey was pleading not guilty to charges that he assaulted an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on the island in 2016.
This complaint charges that in the town of Nantucket on July 8, 2016, did commit indecent assault and battery on person 14 or over.
Neither Spacey nor his lawyer said anything to reporters on their way in or out of the courthouse. Charges may soon be filed against a second suspect involved in the Houston area shooting death of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes on December 30th. Harris County's sheriff says the 20-year-old Eric Black has already been formally charged with capital murder. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Partial government shutdown now into day 17. President Trump still wants more than $5 billion for a barrier at the southern border. He says it doesn't have to be a concrete wall. It could be steel. Democratic leaders are insisting on the reopening of the government before they would talk about money for any sort of barrier at the border. Over the weekend, talks were held, and the president described them as productive.
This shutdown could end tomorrow. And it could also go on for a long time. It's really dependent on the Democrats.
The White House apparently tweaking its plans to pull U.S. troops from Syria. National Security Advisor John Bolton now says Turkey must agree to protect the Kurdish minority in Syria. And also the withdrawal will be based on ensuring that ISIS is indeed defeated there. Alabama and Clemson will be doing battle again tonight in the college football playoff national championship game at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Gasoline prices still declining across the nation, but how long could that last? Well, maybe not much longer, according to USA Radio's John Clemens.
The price at the pump this week is down 2.5 cents for a national average of $2.23 per gallon. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, this downward trend may not continue much longer.
The price of oil has rebounded back up to $48.50 per barrel, but there is still a little bit of a lag time, and that is why the national average gas price has dropped in the last week. But if the upward trend does continue in the price of oil, this could be perhaps one of the last couple weeks that we see the trend continue lower.
I'm John Clemens.
Green Book and Bohemian Rhapsody taking home the top honors from the Golden Globe Awards handed out last night, while actor Jeff Bridges was honored with the Cecil B. DeMille Award for his career in film, and Carol Burnett was recognized for her time in film and TV with the inaugural Carol Burnett Award. And more than 4,000 tech companies have gathered in Las Vegas for the 2019 Consumer Electronics Show. All of them trying to showcase the future, offering items from Samsung's Design Your Own TV to robot helpers for the elderly, and some new gadgets even for the kitchen, like a touchscreen oven. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. Let's take a look at this crazy weather that's been going on. This afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 35 degrees. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming light and variable. Tonight, slight chance of, there it is, folks, snow, freezing rain, and sleet before 11 p.m. Then a chance of freezing rain and sleet between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. Then snow, freezing rain, and sleet likely after 2 a.m. So what a commanding amount of precipitation coming out. Cloudy with a low around 29 degrees. Southeast winds 3 to 7 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is a high of 70%. Little or no ice accumulation is expected. New snow and sleet accumulations of less than an inch are possible. Tuesday, a chance of rain and sleet before noon, then a slight chance of rain after 5 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 48 degrees, light southwest winds. Chance of precipitation is 40%. New sleet accumulations of less than a half an inch. And we are back with Get Healthy, Hunterdon. Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider, which is Nutrimost of Flemington. And we've noticed in our office, and so early on in this new year of 2019, a lot of people coming down with a combination, a double whammy of either sinus infections or gastric infections going on. Just kind of Montezuma's revenge coming on with all kinds of side effects, and just a matter of getting through, you know, two or three days of just knock me out kind of signs and symptoms and all. So, you know, the one thing that we always profess is, you know, to make sure that your vitamin D level is there. And now is a great time to really be taking a supplement with vitamin D. Why? Well, during the summertime, you're out there running around with short-sleeved shirts on and shorts. What happens is you allow a larger volume of skin to be exposed to sunlight. What that does is there's a conversion of that sunlight through your skin and stuff, and it helps to produce a natural form of vitamin D, specifically of D3. That helps to boost your body's immune system. So it's kind of interesting where during the summertime, not many of us become sick with colds or flus. It's usually like allergies to ragweed and things like that. But what happens in August and September and then the following months? Well, we start downing on the clothes, long sleeve shirts, long pants, jackets, and scarves and all, and what happens is that surface area of the skin now becomes minimal, and as a result, your level of vitamin D3 drops dramatically. So it's kind of interesting, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Is it that the level of the influenza or the cold or flu virus is the same throughout the year, but our body's ability to protect itself with the levels of vitamin D3 that we get during the summertime in springtime when we're out there with a little bit more exposure of our skin allows us to be able to fend that off. And then as soon as we start downing those clothes on and stuff and we're still in the enclosed environments that we work and live in so often and all and become in contact with people that are, you know, suffering from the same, all of a sudden we have that what seems to be an onslaught of issues coming on. So that's some food there for you to ponder and all. And we're just going to take a little quick commercial break here so that we can keep the lights on in 2019.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. As we were talking before about the bacterial viral infections that everybody's suffering from these past couple of weeks and all, issuing in and bringing in the new year and stuff, we thought that would be kind of interesting to see what else can be affected by the common bacteria or the virus germs that are out there and all. And I have an interesting article called Common Bacteria Can Cause Heart Attacks. So for many years, it was believed that the gastric ulcers were caused by stress and excessive stomach acid. Many ulcer patients quit their jobs believing that it was a lot of stressfulness. Others walked away from strained marriages and stuff, and they were believing stress caused their recurrent ulcer problems. So what happened was two researchers, medical investigators in Australia, searched for the cause of this common gastric ulcers and found it was caused by germs. It took over a decade for them to use modern medicine and convince the modern medicine of this fact. Today, it is known that the bacterium Helicobacter pylori causes gastric ulcers and they are successfully treated with antibiotics and, of course, alternative medicine. For a long time, since the discovery of DNA, medical researchers have believed that cancer is caused by gene mutations. But what causes genes to mutate? Recently, the human papilloma virus has been fingered as the trigger for cervical cancer. Cancer caused by a germ? Medical investigators now believe heart disease may be caused by bacterium, chlamydia pneumonia. Chlamydia pneumonia, as was discovered and researched in London, a British researcher said they had found intriguing evidence that a common bacteria can cause heart attacks. They said men who had suffered one heart attack and who had antibodies to the chlamydia pneumonia were four times more likely to suffer a second heart attack. Treating them for the infection lowered the risk. A malfunctioning immune system can cause allergies or arthritis and can fail to stop the growth of cancer cells. Chlamydia pneumonia bacteria enters the body through the mouth and nose, infecting the lungs and causing respiratory diseases such as bronchitis and pneumonia. Chlamydia pneumonia is a very common germ. Nearly everyone at some point in his or her life becomes infected by it. Usually the initial infection is so mild that the victim never even knows that they've picked up the germ. To cure the infection, the body uses its immune cells in the lungs, which surrounds the germs, swallow them up whole, and kills them. But the heart attack gene germ is difficult to kill and may actually live and multiply inside the immune cells. That's why most of the chlamydia pneumonia infections last a long time. The body is never completely eliminated of that germ. Boost your immune system, people say. Boost it and prevent these things from happening. The immune cells exist and exit the lungs carrying the living chlamydia germs through the bloodstream and into the arteries of the heart and the brain. Once inside an artery, the germs multiply, damaging the artery wall and creating long-term infection and inflammation. This constant low level of infection and inflammation produces no obvious symptoms. The victim is sick, but he doesn't know it yet. Since cholesterol plaque is naturally drawn to the site of inflammation, long-term infection and inflammation continually draws cholesterol plaque to the arteries over an extended period of time. As the years pass by, layer after layer of plaque is deposited in the artery walls. These layers build into mounds of cholesterol that clog the artery, creating the symptoms of cardiovascular disease and the sudden occlusions that trigger most strokes and heart attacks. This is generally when you go visit the medical doctor. They take your blood pressure. They look at your age. They look at your lifestyle. And they say, all right, I'm going to put you on a very, very low dosage, the lowest dosage of high blood pressure medication that I can. They may take blood work and find that your cholesterol is elevated. They say, you know, just change your diet, don't eat as much fat and meat and things like that. But they really, really never really get into the cause and the effects of it. It's interesting, in our office there at Nutrimost of Flemington, one of the key things that we get into and target is that inflammatory process that goes on. And time again, we hear from our clients and patients and stuff just how much better they feel on our program, because what they're doing is they're addressing that inflammatory process And once you get that inflammation down and stuff, suddenly they don't need that blood pressure, in most cases, the high blood pressure medication or even the cholesterol medication at all. So it's really kind of interesting to see how this all comes together. The findings were published in the American Heart Association journal called Circulation, add to a growing body of evidence that heart attacks may sometimes be due to infection rather than just genetics or lifestyle. We know that antibodies seem to be linked to heart disease. Now, a doctor from St. George's Hospital in Medical School in London who led the study said the following and stuff. In addition, the chlamydia bacteria, which cause a chest infection and which are a close relative of a common sexually transmitted disease, have turned up in the fatty plaque that line clogged arteries. The British Heart Foundation team joined the race of researchers trying to establish a more than circulational link between the bug and the heart attack. Chlamydia pneumonia, which must be addressed, and they use antiseptic and parasitic frequencies and all to help with this. His team took 213 survivors of heart attacks and divided them into three groups according to how many chlamydia antibodies they had in their blood. They watched the heart for heart attacks for 18 months. The group of heart patients with negative antibodies, they had an approximately 7% event rate over 18 months. Those with intermittent levels of antibodies had doubled that risk, while those with the highest antibody levels, meaning bigger chlamydia infection, had a 27% event rate of heart attacks. That was four times the risk of the group that had no antibodies. The also sets up shop in small blood vessels, get stuck in capillary beds, and are carried by the red cells into other tissue. Vascular infection then further infects bone marrow cells, which now produce infected and dysfunctional immune cells. The immune cells they're talking about are the white cells, the macrophages, etc., and other organs. Neutropenia, low NK cells, infected macrophages, dysfunctional immune cells, lowered immune function, lowered organ function, etc., happens as a result of this. But the guys that had the highest antibodies and also got antibiotics, their risk went down to 8%, according to the study. They were given a simple 3-day course of acetomycin, although the researcher said he believes several antibiotics, such as tetracycline, would also have worked. And this was a small study, he noted. He said his team would now start a 2-year study with 2,500 volunteers. And he said that, I don't think we are in a position yet to tell people you should be having antibiotics. Not quite ready for that. He said he thought chlamydia was causing inflammation, which in turn was causing the blood clot. The chlamydia was somehow crossing into the arteries, he added. Immune cells could be the key. It's a lung infection, but it's found in a coronary, he said. It may be transported in the myocyte, the warrior, the white cell. Activated monocytes produce a chemical on their surface known as tissue factor, meant to be part of the healing process. It can help trigger blood clotting. Chlamydia was a logical culprit because it was so insidious, he said. It could lurk in the body a long time, causing few symptoms, but a lot of damage. If you look at other chlamydia species, it's the commonest cause of infertility in the United States, he said. It causes inflammation of the fallopian tubes, and then it causes scarring. With another chlamydia infection, blindness is caused in a similar way by scarring the eye tissue. If antibiotics could help even a small percentage of people with heart disease, many lives would be saved by something as easy as taking a few tablets, he said. Symptoms and diagnosis. Symptoms of infection with chlamydia pneumonia are indistinguishable from other causes of pneumonia. These include cough, fever, difficulty breathing, a slight red hard palate, and a whitening of the back of the tongue are very common. Patients infected with chlamydia pneumonia often have nasal congestion, chest pressure, and depression. Chlamydia pneumonia more often causes pharyngitis, laryngitis, and sinusitis than other causes of pneumonia. However, because many other causes of pneumonia results in these symptoms, differentiation is not always possible. Likewise, a physical examination by a health provider does not typically provide information which allows for a definitive diagnosis. If you suspect you may have the condition complications, ask your doctor to test for CPR testing, especially that which is referred to as nested CPR testing. It's considered to have the highest sensitivity and to be the most objective source of serology testing for CPM. Examples of this autoimmune disease and what happens, you get Graves' disease, which is a thyrotoxicosis, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, pernicious anemia, Addison's disease, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, Goodpasture's syndrome, myasthenia gravis, multiple sclerosis, autoimmune hemolytic anemia, idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura, rheumatoid arthritis, scleroderma, and systemic lupus erythematosus, which is also known as SLE. So you can see that there's a wide variety of autoimmune issues that are cropping out. So it would be interesting to find out if, say, lupus or fibromyalgia, which is considered to be one of those autoimmune diseases, whether that's got a similar background in as far as the effect of things going on. And the germ theory of disease is now being given more credence. In The Hidden Epidemic, health writer and disease investigator Bill Sardia reveals a stealth bacterium that may cause the sudden rise in childhood autism, asthma, and diabetes, and many other diseases and disorders. The same bacterium may be the prime cause of schizophrenia, allergies, digestive tract problems, Parkinson's disease, and maybe even cancer. We're going to take a little break here, and we will be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a media mob scene on normally quiet Nantucket Island off Massachusetts a short time ago.
Off the sidewalk. Off the sidewalks now. Off the sidewalks now.
That was outside the courthouse as actor Kevin Spacey was pleading not guilty to charges that he assaulted an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on the island in 2016.
This complaint charges that in the town of Nantucket on July 8, 2016, did commit indecent assault and battery on person 14 or over.
Neither Spacey nor his lawyer said anything to reporters on their way in or out of the courthouse. Charges may soon be filed against a second suspect involved in the Houston area shooting death of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes on December 30th. Harris County's sheriff says the 20-year-old Eric Black has already been formally charged with capital murder. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Partial government shutdown now into day 17. President Trump still wants more than $5 billion for a barrier at the southern border. He says it doesn't have to be a concrete wall. It could be steel. Democratic leaders are insisting on the reopening of the government before they would talk about money for any sort of barrier at the border. Over the weekend, talks were held, and the president described them as productive.
This shutdown could end tomorrow. And it could also go on for a long time. It's really dependent on the Democrats.
The White House apparently tweaking its plans to pull U.S. troops from Syria. National Security Advisor John Bolton now says Turkey must agree to protect the Kurdish minority in Syria. And also the withdrawal will be based on ensuring that ISIS is indeed defeated there. Alabama and Clemson will be doing battle again tonight in the college football playoff national championship game at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Gasoline prices still declining across the nation, but how long could that last? Well, maybe not much longer, according to USA Radio's John Clemens.
The price at the pump this week is down 2.5 cents for a national average of $2.23 per gallon. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, this downward trend may not continue much longer.
The price of oil has rebounded back up to $48.5 per barrel, but there is still a little bit of a lag time, and that is why the national average gas price has dropped in the last week. But if the upward trend does continue in the price of oil, this could be perhaps one of the last couple weeks that we see the trend continue lower.
I'm John Clemens.
Green Book and Bohemian Rhapsody taking home the top honors from the Golden Globe Awards handed out last night, while actor Jeff Bridges was honored with the Cecil B. DeMille Award for his career in film, and Carol Burnett was recognized for her time in film and TV with the inaugural Carol Burnett Award. And more than 4,000 tech companies have gathered in Las Vegas for the 2019 Consumer Electronics Show. All of them trying to showcase the future, offering items from Samsung's Design Your Own TV to robot helpers for the elderly, and some new gadgets even for the kitchen, like a touchscreen oven. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, where we are experts in Hunterdon County and as far as providing customized health and wellness and weight loss programs for the individual. No individual is too needy, and no individual is out of range of being able to helped by our programs. Come in and visit with the staff, see what's going on. And the nice thing would be to come in and get a complimentary body composition analysis. We call it a BCA, where we're going to look at 9 of the critical factors that causes your body not to be able to get into that weight loss level and all. And as a result of that, your body's metabolism has been slowed down. And also, we're going to look at what your visceral fat is. That's that dangerous fat that surrounds the organs, compressing and making you more susceptible to diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol issues and all. We're going to find out what your hydration is, another key thing. If you don't have enough fluids coming in, good healthy fluids like good clean water, that's not going to help flush out a lot of those toxins and visceral fat and all. So there's many things that we have to take a look at. So please come on down. We're at 174 North Route 31, Flemington, New Jersey. The germ theory of disease is now being given more credence. In The Hidden Epidemic, health writer and disease investigator Bill Shardy reveals a stealth bacterium that may cause the sudden rise in childhood autism, asthma, and diabetes, and many other diseases and disorders. The same bacterium may be the primary cause of schizophrenia, allergies, digestive tract problems, Parkinson's disease, and even cancer. Even more alarming, it appears that more than 95% of the population may be infected by this bacterium or will experience future or recurrent infection. Complicating the problem is the fact that this germ cannot easily be detected in a human body, even by the best microbiologist. So what happens is, as your immune system now growing weaker and a total drug-resistant form of stealth bacteria is now taking hold in the population, humanity will be forced to search for alternatives to antibiotics. Nature provides such natural antibiotics, and they are revealed in The Hidden Epidemic. Other illnesses. In addition to pneumonia, chlamydia pneumonia less commonly cause several other illnesses. Among these are meningocephalitis, infection and inflammation of the brain and the spinal cord, arthritis, myocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart, the Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is inflammation of the nerves. It has also been associated with dozens of other conditions such as Alzheimer's disease, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, prostatitis, and many others. High levels of iron, along with chlamydia pneumonia infections, are now suspected. Researchers note that people who have higher antibody levels against germs such as enterovirus, herpes simplex, and chlamydia pneumonia are more likely to have coronary heart disease. People with the chlamydia pneumonia respiratory infections are very prevalent. Patients with atrial fibrillation and or chlamydia pneumonia infection often have the same accompanying problems of high blood pressure, heart attack, and reduced lung capacity. An interesting study of coronary arteries examined during autopsy found DNA evidence for chlamydia pneumonia in 31.7% of the diseased individuals, and 0% in healthy coronary arteries. So the circulation, the circulatory system, very, very common and very, very susceptible to having these things going on. The chlamydia pneumonia infects endothelial cells that line the inside of the arteries and induces inflammation reaction. Elevated C-reactive protein is what you would look for in the blood studies that are commonly observed in arteriosclerosis. While antibodies have been recommended for routine use with the onset of heart disease, doctors still cling to the cholesterol concept in controlling heart disease. However, antibiotic therapy has produced inconsistent results in quelling the germ-related heart disease. Furthermore, recent studies do not indicate the presence of antibodies against the chlamydia pneumonia and can predict heart attacks. While prescription antibiotics may generate resistant forms of bacteria like chlamydia pneumonia, there are molecules found in nature that are quite active against this germ that do not induce germ resistance. For example, resveratrol, commonly found in concentrated forms in red wine, is active against the chlamydia pneumonia, which may be one reason why wine drinkers exhibit reduced risk for heart disease. Take a look at the French people and all with all the wine that they consume, and they have a lower incident or, you know, rate of heart attacks and all. And here you would think with all the heavy sauces and creams that they are consuming along with that red wine that they would be more susceptible to it. But not so. Recent research at the Drug Discovery and Development Technology Center in Finland note that while antibiotics are effective for infections, eradication of chlamydia and pneumonia is extremely difficult. High doses of antibiotics for extended periods of time are needed to achieve a cure. Therefore, the researchers screened natural molecules and found many that are 100% active in inhibiting the chlamydia pneumonia. While many of these natural molecules are not commercially available to consumers, one is myrcetin, naturally found in berries, which is available as a botanical extract from a specific company. There are signs and symptoms other than heart disease that may provide clues to the chlamydia pneumonia infection. Chlamydia pneumonia infection is also associated with asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and lung cancer. It commonly causes symptoms of sore throat and sinusitis. Chlamydia pneumonia may not be the only stealth bacteria involved in heart disease. So this Dr. Lawrence Brocksmeyer, writing in the Medical Hypothesis, suggests that mycobacterial tuberculosis is another candidate germ that has connections to heart disease. They noted that the TB is a microorganism that is dependent upon cholesterol for its destructive action, and maps showing areas of high rates for cardiovascular disease are strikingly similar to regions with high TB rates. It is known that allicin, the active ingredient produced when a clove of garlic is crushed, is active against the tuberculosis. However, garlic pills may produce little or no allicin due to the destruction by the stomach acid of an enzyme, alanase, needed to break down the garlic pills and are labeled for allicin content after testing in water rather than stimulate stomach acids and all. Therefore, labeling on most garlic pills cannot be relied upon. So Bill Sarita, Knowledge of Health Book Incorporated, how can I protect myself from the heart attack germ? Everything in life deals with vibration. And that's a quote from Albert Einstein. Some new frequencies are being used with this and all. So skin cancer, scientists from the ICRF have found that up to 50% of immune-suppressed kidney transplant patients develop skin tumors, and all of them are indeed and with a new human papillomavirus. They believe the virus may predispose cells to being damaged by the UV sun rays. Usually venereal warts caused by the papillomavirus occur near intersections of mucous membranes and skin. Cervical cancer. Women with cervical cancer have been found to lack antibodies to a protein, which is labeled as an E2, produced by the HPV type 16, which is found in 95% of cervical tumors. Very, very prevalent then. Their immune system, thus, does not recognize the HPV-infected cells as foreign. Smoking, which increases the risk of cervical cancer, is also thought to reduce immune system ability to eliminate the HPV. United States researchers have launched human trials of an HPV vaccine, leukemia. The Institute of Public Health in Cambridge reported last month that lymphocyte leukemia, the commonest type of cancer in children, could be caused by a seasonal virus. And it was found in people were 40% more likely to be diagnosed with the condition between May and October. Rheumatoid arthritis, chlamydia, and pneumonia has been isolated in the inflamed joints of people with rheumatoid arthritis. Antibiotic trials have improved pain and mobility. Arthritis, such as rheumatoid and muscle and tendons and stuff, cause could be bacterial like chlamydia pneumonia, which must be addressed too. There's general antiseptic and parasite ways of doing it, Norm. Arteriosclerosis, which is the hardening of the artery, regeneration takes time. Crohn's disease. Researchers at the Royal Free Hospital in London believe chronic infection with measles virus causes Crohn's disease. They have found live virus in ulcerated parts of the colon and suggest it is periodically triggered into addition, causing an immune response that causes long-term damage to blood vessels in the lower bowel lining. Mental illness research suggests that chemical agents produced when the immune system attacks a virus can affect the brain. These chemicals have been implemented in various psychotic disorders, and people with this are more likely to be suffering from conditions of that nature. So what have we learned here today and all? And when we think that we know what's going on in the body just takes us and shakes us and says, I don't think so. Who would have thought that a common bacteria or a virus would be implemented in a heart disease or a heart attack kind of condition? And the long-standing conditions that go on like that are always interesting to see how we make those little pieces come together. One part, prevention, can go a long, long ways. We find so often that it's up to us to choose correctly and all. And that's one of the nice things about our program at Nutrimost of Flemington. We can show you, first of all, we're going to identify specific proteins, vegetables, and fruits that you should be consuming for your particular body type, style, lifestyle, and everything, and how it affects it when you don't stick to a a healthy program and all. So often the potato chips, the pretzels, the popcorn, the cookies, the junk food that we so go after when we're stressed out, we kind of look for the crunch and all. There's three things that generally people go for when they're stressed out and all. It's going to be salt, it's going to be fat, and it's going to be fried. These things seem to produce the chemical component that allows your body to conceive that it's taking care of the stress that's going on. Not quite so, though, at all. We find time and time again that those empty calories not only put on the weight, but they cause your body to want to continue eating even though you're full and all. How often do we go to the movies after going out for a dinner and stuff, and we get the jumbo garbage can of popcorn with the extra butter put on it, and during the course of a two-hour movie and stuff, we have an easy time consuming that entire bucket of popcorn with a ladled synthetic butter on top of it all. We find that we can get by with a lot less food when it's quality food, and when that quality of food is as natural as possible and all. So often when you go shopping in the grocery store, if you try to keep your purchases to the perimeter of the store, that's generally where your produce, your dairy, your meat department, your seafood, your bakery is and all. All those things are live foods and stuff as compared to the center of the store where the packages are there. We take a look at the omega-3s on the perimeter of the store versus the omega-6s that are used in the center of the store. Omega-6s are great for preserving the food that's in those boxes so that they have a shelf life of a few days, a few weeks, a few months, and in some instances, a few years that are going on. So when something can stay on a shelf like that for that long, yeah, in most cases, you have to kind of consider and wonder what is in it and how is that going to be affecting my body. Your body has an infinite wisdom of what it needs and what it has to have and all. And if we just take a little time and listen to that voice that comes out from the body and stuff, you will make wise decisions, healthier decisions that are going on. So often we like plant-based whole foods as opposed to prepackaged and heavy sauces and things like that. So it's always interesting if you go out for dinner and stuff, choosing a chain restaurant versus going to a more mom-and-pop kind of a place. The mom-and-pop place is going to be, in most cases, using more natural, whole products and stuff in their making of the products, where the big chain stores and all, what they generally do is bring in the big truck. They've got prepackaged, pre-made things that are just going to be either added with water, heated up, stirred, shaken, twisted to deliver, that taste that you can count on every time you go to a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Chili's or a Olive Garden type of a thing, chain type of food as compared to, Bontecera's or, Cabela's or, more of a mom-and-pop kind of a place. So, again, just easy choices and things like that. Down at Nutrimost of Flemington, we're able to give you those answers and make the choices so much easier for you that in a short period of time you start saying to yourself, I wonder why I was doing things this other way and stuff, and how easy it is to, prick properly and make it a good meal there and all. So with those few notes, I'm going to let you go for another week. We've got an exciting show next week. We've got a guest in, so stay tuned. Look at our Facebook on Nutrimost of Flemington to find out some of the information about our upcoming guest. And we look forward to seeing everybody in this new 2019 year. So please stay healthy and stay tuned.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
A chaotic scene in downtown Nantucket, Massachusetts, as actor Kevin Spacey is pleading not guilty to his Massachusetts sexual assault case.
Off the sidewalk. Off the sidewalk now. Off the sidewalk now.
Spacey is accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant in Nantucket back in 2016. Spacey did not speak during the hearing. The partial government shutdown is in day 17 with no realistic end in sight. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders did say that President Trump will be traveling to the border on Thursday. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox News President Trump and the Republicans are willing to compromise.
The president has shown he's willing to sit down and talk and try to reach an agreement. If Democrats really want to work with us to get the government back open again, they've also got to recognize that border security is...
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
A chaotic scene in downtown Nantucket, Massachusetts, as actor Kevin Spacey is pleading not guilty to his Massachusetts sexual assault case.
Off the sidewalk. Off the sidewalk now. Off the sidewalk now.
Spacey is accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant in Nantucket back in 2016. Spacey did not speak during the hearing. The partial government shutdown is in day 17 with no realistic end in sight. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders did say that President Trump will be traveling to the border on Thursday. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox News President Trump and the Republicans are willing to compromise.
The president has shown he's willing to sit down and talk and try to reach an agreement. If Democrats really want to work with us to get the government back open again, they've also got to recognize that border security is at the heart of this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
Gasoline prices continue to decline across the nation, but experts warn this trend may not continue. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The price at the pump this week is down 2.5 cents for a national average of $2.23 per gallon. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, this downward trend may not continue much longer.
The price of oil has rebounded back up to $48.50 per barrel, but there is still a little bit of a lag time, and that is why the national average gas price has dropped in the last week. But if the upward trend does continue in the price of oil, this could be perhaps one of the last couple weeks that we see the trend continue lower.
I'm John Clemens.
Disneyland is increasing ticket prices to its theme park effective immediately. A one-day ticket will cost $104, up from $97, and the park hopper pass will now be $199, up from $185. Parking and other fees are also going up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go.